I knew you'd make good.
Thank you for your confidence.
How much Leafy Pants is going to pay you, darling?
$60 American a week.
Oh, that's all? Maybe you should have looked around some more.
There are wonderful opportunities for advancement, wonderful plans for the alert young man. The salary may soon change.
You think so? Well, I'm still proud, babe. Take off your overcoat.
Mrs. Riley opened a can of Libby's stew and tossed it into the pot.
They got any cute girls working there?
Ignatius thought of Miss Trixie and said,
Yes, there is one.
Single?
She appears to be.
Mrs. Riley winked at Ignatius and threw his overcoat on top of the cupboard.
Look, honey, I put a fire under this stew. Open you a can of peas and they spread in the icebox. I got a cake from the Joymans, too, but I can't remember right off where I put it. Take a look around the kitchen. I gotta go.
Where are you going now?
Mr. Mancuso and his aunt, they're gonna pick me up in a few minutes. We're going down by Fazio's to bowl.
What?
Ignatius screamed.
Is that true?
I'll be in oily. I told Mr. Mancuso I can't stay out late. And his aunt's a grandma, so I guess she needs a sleep.
This is certainly a fine reception that I'm given after my first day of work,
Ignatius said furiously.
You can't bowl. You have arthritis or something. This is ridiculous. Where are you going to eat?
I can get me some chili down by the bowling alley.
Mrs. Riley was already going to her room to change clothes.
Oh, honey, a letter come for you today from New York. I put it behind the coffee can. It looks like it came from that Myrna girl because the envelope's all dirty and smudged up. How come that Myrna's got to send out mail looking like that? I thought you said a papa's got money.
You can't go bowling, Ignatius bellowed. This is the most absurd thing that you have ever done.
Mrs. Riley's door slammed. Ignatius found the envelope and tore it to shreds in opening it. He pulled out some art theater's year-old schedule for a summer film festival. On the reverse side of the rumpled schedule, there was a letter, written in the uneven and angular hand that constituted Minkoffian penmanship. Myrna's habit of writing to editors rather than friends was always reflected in her salutation.
Sirs,
what is this strange, frightening letter that you have written me, Ignatius? How can I contact the Civil Liberties Union with a little evidence that you have given me? I can't imagine why a policeman would try to arrest you. You stay in your room all the time. I might have believed the arrest if you hadn't written about that automobile accident. If both of your wrists were broken, how could you write me a letter?